This is Susan Rosario. Thank you for listening in again today, Faith Walk Stories. And today's Faith Walk story is called The Race. Yep, running towards freedom, leaving it all behind. Got a few scriptures to give you to study, but first things first, some questions for you right off the bat here. Where are you running to, or what are you running from? A few others, what are you getting into? Is the race of life you are in leading you to all things God? Right? My point to all these questions is to set up the scripture I want to talk about today, which is Hebrews 12:1. And it says this, "Therefore, we are also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us." The question to answer is, what race are you in? What race or life options have you set before as your goals, your life options? Is the race towards doing good by people, doing right in all things God, or is your race running you in the ground? Tempting you with all kind of stuff, people, places, things, situations, which no doubt can be distractions. Yep, so I got three words I want to say about that scripture really quick. But let me read it again, Hebrews 12:1. "Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us." So, okay, the three words I want to talk about before I sign off today is weight, sin, and ensnares. First one is weight, which is a burden, a load, heaviness, which means those things that are tearing you down, keeping you in overload status in your life, which are nothing but distractions, I must add. And the takeaway from the word weight is to lay aside, let it go, leave it behind, and run with all of your hope towards God. And those directions can be found on your very own faith walk, just you and God. Yep, directions in terms of doing better, becoming a better person, making better life choices. You got it? Okay, so word number two is sin. Or another name is wickedness, which means badness, naughtiness, or disobedient, defiant, rebellious. I know we've all been there. And those that are listening that I may have just described you, don't worry about it. We get through things and we get over and we grow as people. So you got to start somewhere, right? So the takeaway from the word sin is avoid the traps. Avoid the traps in terms of changing those things in your life that need to be changed. Expire, or I always say fire, some friends that need to be fired out of your life. Why? Because to run a successful spiritual life with God, you can't keep doing things that keep giving you bad results. Okay, and the last word I want to talk about as it pertains to Hebrews 12:1 is ensnares. Again, it reads, "Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us." Okay, last point before I sign off here, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us. Not hard, but so easily ensnares us. So, what's so easy, Susan? Well, I can tell you this, ensnare means a trap and a trick. So therefore, sin is set in motion by your bad or naughty choices, which are easy to do when you're living in certain lifestyles. Make sense? Why? Because the trap, a trick, which is what I call it, falls right in place. The setup is already in place. So your run in life, your excitement of hope for all your dreams to come true becomes a slow walk. And then you begin to say, well, it'll happen when it happens. And if it doesn't happen, then it's not God's will for it to happen. No, the scripture says he will give you the desires of your heart, but your heart has to be in the right place to be rewarded those desires. Make sense? So you see, and I'll say this really quick, the repercussions are broad when you're running every which way, but towards living a good life by God's standards. The repercussions are broad. Yep, the consequences when it comes to living in sin every day of your life can expand for decades, and you may not even know it's still happening. Because when you are trapped and then tricked, you lose a sense of direction. You don't know which way is up, because you're all caught up in doing things that lead you in a bad direction, or you just haven't decided to fire some things and situations in your life, get rid of some stuff. So, when you are trapped and then tricked, you have already lost the race. You've already been defeated by your life choices. So, this is the moment that I'm supposed to give you advice, and here it is. The best advice I can give you is this. Run to the Bible. It's just that easy. Learn how to endure by standing strong and saying no to what is not good for you. Learn how to sustain yourself in the race, the fight of your life that is set before you. Okay? Run towards the Bible, the scriptures, better behavior, better choices. Makes a better character. Okay? So this will bring me to my final thought of the day. And my final thought is this. If you don't participate and take full responsibility for your choices in your life, then you are setting your own trap. To rationalize those bad choices only fools you, only tricks you into believing you are on that right path, but instead are moving full speed ahead into a train wreck. I hope you guys take that to heart. 2 Timothy 4:7, my last scripture. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. See you next time. This is Susan Rosario signing off here. Hope you enjoyed Faith Stories today. And the Faith story was called The Race. Hope it inspired you. Hope you got something out of it. I hope it's touching your heart and encouraging you and helping you realize you do have a choice. Okay, signature goodbye. Remember, God is love, joy, peace, forgiveness, all-knowing. And if that wasn't enough, He left you with the gift of the Holy Spirit to help you see Him through the eyes of your faith. Until next time, and Godspeed.